Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just set a new set of holes on a new
Alrighty, welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realist podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we've got a spicy action-packed episode. So much shit to cover in this episode. Before we get started, if you're new here, you're new to NFTs, the whole Web3 umbrella, I'd highly, highly suggest start at episode one. I don't know why I said it like that. Start at episode one and work your way all the way through the catalog. I'm super confident either I or one of the guests I've had on will teach you something 100%. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. I'm looking at my notes right now. The first thing I have highlighted, first just topic of conversation, is just jujitsu. This has nothing to do with the episode at all, but I'm throwing it in there because, you know. So, jujitsu. I just gotta say, wow. Like, if you are in jujitsu, you practice jujitsu, like, wow, man, salute to you. I had a buddy come down last week, shout out to Mo. I wouldn't even say he's my best friend. He's like literally like my brother. I've been knowing him literally just, it feels like forever. And we actually, it's a pretty cool story. We stayed connected through Xbox 360, like just staying up playing Modern Warfare 2, no scope, quick scope, Rust, if you know, you know, like just playing Modern Warfare 2, playing Xbox, staying connected. He was always across the world, and he always just traveled a lot. So I got to see him recently. And he has been doing jujitsu. And so we were at the gym and he was like, yeah, you want to roll? And I was like, yeah, like that's, yeah, sure. Like, what am I going to say? No, like, no, come on. So I was like, all right, yeah, we can roll. And in jujitsu, if you are familiar with jujitsu, then you know it's called, yeah, like rolling or like sparring, kind of just like practicing, rolling around, doing moves, whatever. So I start doing jujitsu with Mo, and he is we'll start here. I did realize, like, it literally just hit me, like, damn, my cardio is fucked. Like, I literally was rolling with him, like we did like just one or two rolls maybe for like 5 minutes. I was fucking gassed, like, holy shit. I didn't even realize, like, wow, my cardio is bad. And I've been trying to do cardio, a little more cardio, but holy shit, my cardio is bad. Like, jujitsu takes just, wow, insane cardio. So anyway, on top of me not being in shape as far as, like, cardio, wow, he fucking whooped my ass. Like, like, I thought I was going to at least be able to put up a fight, and, like, no, dude. He was just toying with me like I was just a little fucking little play toy. Like, he was just throwing my ass around, just doing whatever fucking move he wanted, and I was just like, wow, like, jiu-jitsu, boxing, like, obviously, self-defense is super important, right? Like, not so you could just go out and whoop ass, right? But, again, if a homeboy somewhere starts jaw-jacking, you got to put him in check. It's obviously good to know jiu-jitsu, boxing, martial arts, right? So, anyway, I got my fucking ass whooped, and that was fun. So, just, if you do jiu-jitsu, shout out to you. That shit takes a lot of, just, it's intense, right? Just intense cardio. And so then, like, 3 days later, Mo took off. He went back to Florida. Shout out to Florida. And he actually got first place in his tournament. So his jiu-jitsu tournament. So I was just like, wow, you little fucker. You over here whooping ass in jiu-jitsu tournaments, and then you're sparring with me. And that's the thing, is because, like, I told him, like, dude, don't go hard on me. I told him, don't go easy on me. Like, I don't want him to, like, just let me win or, like, whatever. I'm like, go your hardest. And that was a mistake. He was choking the shit out of me. Like, just, anyway, salute to you jiu-jitsu guys. And really anybody in martial arts, like, that shit's just hats off. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into the episode now. So, there's a bunch of shit popping off in the NFT space. Like, just so much shit. Again, it's hard to keep up. But here are some highlighted events that I'm just super excited about that I think are super important. Even if they're not directly important right now, culturally, that is the key word, culturally, super, super relevant and super, super important. So if you haven't already, NFTs were in the episode of, were in an episode of The Simpsons. The Simpsons is a legendary show. Like, I remember watching The Simpsons. Like, it's just a legendary show. And so to see Bored Ape Yacht Club, Beeple, X-Copyright, some of these artists being mentioned in Simpsons, or not being mentioned, but being, they're just like in the episode. I didn't get to watch the full episode that they featured with NFTs, but I saw a clip on, there's a bunch of different clips on Twitter. So hopefully I can find the full episode and watch that. But anyway, that shit nonetheless is insane. People always talk about The Simpsons predicting shit, right? Like, they predicted fucking that one video of Donald Trump coming down the escalator. They predict, like, it's a whole thing. Like, if you know, like, you just know that people are always talking about The Simpsons predicting shit. So, of course, the NFT community, love the NFT community, of course, but it's also hilarious, right? We've got to clown our own selves sometimes, right? Make fun of ourselves sometimes, because it's funny how, so this whole Simpsons and NFT episode came out, and dude, everybody is going fucking crazy, right? Like, it's just like a, anytime, I love it. Anytime NFTs are mentioned anywhere, like as another example, Elon Musk and Joe Rogan were talking about NFTs, and of course, everybody on the timeline just goes nuts, and everybody's reposting, everyone's liking, everyone's like, it just crazy. So I don't know, I think that shit's funny. So anyway, why is it important that NFTs were in The Simpsons? Some people might say, oh, it's not really that. Like, it's cool. Like, they mentioned NFTs and they were kind of making fun of them a little bit. But it's actually super important because when we go more macro, right, it's really, I keep on saying it, it's so important, but it's the same shit with the Snoop Dogg, Bored Ape Yacht Club collab, like just all that little tiny shit, right? This is culturally relevant 1,000,000,000%, like just 1,000,000,000%, just on like a graph, again, like a macro graph. Cryptocurrency, NFTs, this shit is still. And in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, it's still in a baby form. It's baby form. There's not a lot of people that know about NFTs. People know about crypto, but it's still a rabbit hole. There's still rabbit holes. They're still very niche, you could say. So it's interesting just to see, I guess, mainstream talk about NFTs, kind of clown on them a little bit, but they're also still integrating NFTs into, again, episodes, products, right, with celebrities, just random shit, and that is culturally relevant 100%. So anyway, I thought that was just super cool. It's just crazy to see that. Like, I would never think in a million years that, like, you know, like NFTs would be in fucking The Simpsons or whatever. But it's still just cool. And I don't know. It's interesting, of course. Anyway, so next up, we've got Elon Musk, Rogan, talking about NFTs. And of course, the timeline was going crazy. Oh my God, bull run, ah, right? and I think it's also fascinating, Elon Musk talking about, well, if you're going to have a JPEG, right, like an NFT, it should be on a blockchain at least, right? So Elon Musk came out and said that. And that's just one of those other things that makes me more bullish on X, the platform that he's creating. And he's trying to go crazy with X. Like, Elon Musk is going, he's saying it's going to be the all, like, the everything platform, right? So I know people feel indifferent about that, but it's still just, it's so interesting to me. And to think, I think maybe like 2 or 3 episodes ago, I was talking about like a decentralized website. I mean, decentralized like platforms. I don't know. This is all speculation. Of course, all this shit's speculation. No one knows anything for sure. But I just really think, I think X could be that platform. X could be that platform where people are flexing their NFTs, right? Instagram tried it, but it wasn't as, like, it's just like, it didn't really hit. Didn't stick. So I don't know. I think for sure, Elon Musk, he's a fucking giga brain, right? He's giga brain. So I don't know. You just never really know. But I think that's something that I could definitely see for sure, for like just 100%. And Elon Musk has kind of shitted on NFTs a little bit in the past. And it's, of course, when anybody shits on NFTs, you've got the NFT guys, right, going in there and trying to defend and whatever. But, I mean, there's no need for that, right? We understand kids are going to want to own, not only kids, of course, but that's just the next generation. But every single person in the world is going to want to own their digital assets 100%. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Elon Musk couldn't, he could sit right in front of me and I'd still be so certain. People will want to own their shit digitally 100%. And they're going to want to keep it with them, take it wherever they, whatever digital space they want to take it. But there's no shaking right there. There's no shaking me on that point there. So I think it's always just super interesting. So another thing is the timeline has been going crazy. I don't know if it's because the whole Simpsons, Elon Musk, Rogan shit, but people seem to think that there's a little bull run coming. of course, I don't ever have to say this because you fucking know. None of this is financial advice. Do your own research on everything. Everything's speculation. No one knows the market. No one can time shit. No one, even if they have a track record of whatever the fuck, no one knows. No one can time the market. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But I think, I don't know, it's heating up. It's heating up. I don't know. You never know. Could be a straight bear for the next year and whatever the fuck, right? We're still going to be here. But it's just interesting. So that I've been hearing a lot of talk of potential bull run, potential digital shit going crazy. So that's always fascinating. And there's always shit that's going to pop up there for sure. One other thing that I've been seeing that's going nuts, like it keeps, every time I make an AI episode, again, fucking just crazy shit comes out, right? So, and I'm going to make another episode, but because every time I make an AI episode, I miss, after the episode, I'm like, fuck, I miss this, this, and this. I'm just like, damn. Just so much shit to talk about. It's just so many things going crazy, right? So Sam Altman, right? I think he's the CEO at OpenAI, ChatGPT. They just released, I believe it's called GPT Turbo. And I'm not going to get too in the weeds here. I still got to do my own research. But from what I've been seeing, holy cow. I don't even know. Like, it's almost like too gigabrain for me even to know what I can do with it yet, right? Like, it's just too complicated. Like, there's too many, I just have to really go in and go hard on it, which I'm really going to do because it's just fucking fascinating to me. But from what I've seen, like, wow. I was toying with it a little bit, but the new announcement that he had today is completely separate from what I'm about to talk about right now, which is the dedicated AI virtual assistants. So there was one I saw, like, hey, if you need accounting help, you can come chat with me. Hey, if you need help with like a mixologist, right? Someone that makes drinks, right? Maybe like some mocktails, come ask this. I guess it's just like a ChatGPT, like just like one of the different segments that they're offering help with, right? Hey, you have a math question? Come ask this guy. Hey, you have a fashion question? Come ask this one. Business question? Like, it's so each segment is basically supposed to be like a, I guess, expert in that field, so they can help you with whatever you want, whatever you need help with, basically. But they have a fuck ton of different ones, just a bunch of different ones that I'm just like, wow, it's just crazy ass shit. So definitely more to come there. One thing that was also super exciting, shout out to Jack at Yuga Labs. Got a little email, Yuga Labs, Magic Eden, Enforced Royalties. So the Enforced Royalties debate has always been something that's going a little crazy in the NFT space, right? Everyone has mixed feelings about it. Some people don't like Enforced Royalties. I personally like Enforced Royalties. I think that was, again, initially what drew me to NFTs. It was just one of the things that drew me to NFTs. Like, it's completely profound. You put in the smart contract 5% every single time this art or whatever you're selling gets sold, then I get 5% royalty. And it's completely just, it's game changer shit, right? Again, artists, musicians, like, it's game changer 100%. So that was actually super exciting news. Yuga Labs, and Magic Eden talking about a NFT or like an Ethereum NFT marketplace. Because I believe Magic Eden, if I'm not mistaken, was like Solana. So they're talking about a Ethereum NFT marketplace with enforced royalties. So of course, that shit is going to get a lot of... I think with this whole topic here, it's really just a cultural thing, right? Like, I think there is an argument to be made about enforced royalties. I always read the comments about everything, like, just to see everybody. I don't like to... Like, I have my own opinion, of course, but I read all the comments just to... Because I never know. Like, I could challenge... I like challenging my own opinions because I never know. I could think one thing and then I read something else and I'm like, huh, I never thought about that. So there's a lot of smart as fuck gigabrains on Twitter just going crazy talking about why enforced royalties are bad, why they're good, you know, like some pros and cons. So I like to just go through and just basically just make my own opinion. But I think culturally, enforced royalties are a good thing for the entire NFT space. And I think I'd like to use a marketplace. I'd like to, yeah, basically just utilize a marketplace that has enforced royalties 100%. Because again, it's about the creators, right? Not fucking OpenSea, not Magic Eden, like fuck the big guys, right? It's about the creators getting their money, right? So anyway, I think that's just super interesting. I think that's something to look out for. But culturally, enforced royalties needs to be cool, right? Like people, like that just has to be kind of like the thing, right? Like it's just kind of like a something we all know. Like, yeah, enforced royalties, it's not even something we question. Yes, it's something that we agree with and we do believe artists should be getting paid. So this is not even a debate. This is not an argument. This is just how it goes, baby. So anyway, there's just a bunch of shit going on in the NFT space right now. And again, updates coming out daily, right? So I just read, I also, speaking about the actual, going back to the Simpsons episode, I read an article and it's one of those things, just to go a little bit more macro. Yes, the Simpsons episode is a culturally relevant thing, but we have to also understand that people that initially got kind of disgusted, right? I guess that's the word we can use with NFTs. They're going to keep shit talking NFTs. They're going to keep writing articles against NFTs. And it's so interesting. It's, I don't know what it is. It's almost like they're just trying to, I don't know. I think it really is the word. Like, honestly, I think I've always said that. And I think it's the word NFT. Like, I really think it's the word NFT that makes them, like, makes their fucking panties go in a wad. Like, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, I don't know what it is about that word, right? But if you say digital asset, their anxiety comes down. You have to say digital asset. If you say NFT, they shit their pants. You say digital asset, they're like, right? Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. That just still seems to be the thing. So, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know, right? Like, it's, I mean, I guess you could say it's like a stigma, right? Like, there was a stigma about weed back in the day, right? Marijuana, right? Mary Jane, the devil's lettuce, right? Whatever the fuck you want to call it. And some people moved on, went, you know, past it, and new studies came out and whatever. But it was such a, it just, in some people's brain, weed just had such a rotten right due to propaganda, right? It's kind of like the same type of deal, right? But the propaganda can really just fuck someone, right, for a long time. And it's kind of hard to like change their mind about it, I guess you could say. So I think that's the same thing with NFTs, in my opinion. Like, I think it just, people just don't like that word. They don't, it just, they think it's just crypto, right? They loop it in. So if they don't, if maybe they don't really give a shit about NFTs, but they hate crypto, immediately they think NFTs is directly with crypto. And so they think, and they are all those things, NFTs, crypto, blockchain, obviously intertwined, but they're all separate and they all are completely different in a way. So it's, I don't know. I think people get them bundled up and then they get, you know, just pissed off about it. Or not pissed off. They don't like it. They just, in their head, they just kind of compile it together and say, yep, NFTs or crypto, and I don't like crypto, so I don't like this, right? And they just kind of dismiss it, right? And I guess, fair enough, right? But I don't know. That's just what I see, and I don't know. All this shit's just always interesting to me, and new developments coming out every single day. It's just nuts. But I just love how the NFT community, like, anytime there's some sort of hope or some sort of like, ah, this might go mainstream, right? Everyone gets riled up. Everyone's like, oh shit, we're back. Oh, we're back. I don't know. It's funny. But I'll be here because, again, the technology truly is insane to me. And the community of people I've met, insane, right? Just friendly people. Some people are not so friendly, right? But you get that with every community. But anyway, I'll quit rambling. So that is the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you want to reach me on Instagram, it's going to be Future of NFT. On Twitter, it's going to be TheEJARROD. And if you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes below. Alternatively, my email is down there. So you can hit me up on email, say what's up, what are you working on, what are you excited about? Please let me know what you want to hear on the next episode. You listening right now creates and builds this podcast, so I want to know what you want to hear about. And that is it. Hope everyone is having a great week so far from all around the globe. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy, I've been going crazy lately, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on